Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Yeah, well, good morning, everyone. Nice to be talking about higher education. What Ruth didn't mention, I was actually a lecturer in the business school at Derby between 1995 and 2001, so I'm pretty close to what a lot of you are trying to achieve as well. So I am going to try and give you that context for what the strategic factors that will help you use the technology successfully, but I'm not actually going to use any higher education examples because I know there's lots of specific cases later. So instead, what I'm going to do is to give some examples of very large organisations and how they manage digital marketing and the transformation to digital successfully. I'm also going to briefly share some ideas on how I personally have used digital media over the last 15, 20 years, and more recently we've grown Smart Insights, because the great thing about digital media is if we use the right techniques, we can punch above our weight. So you may know me from my textbooks on the left here. The first one, Digital Marketing there, that was actually published around 2000, and I was just talking to Pearson, the publisher. We're going to do the sixth edition just starting on that next month, but it will actually be published in 2016, that book. So you can see that with a three-year gap between with books, I like to keep the readers informed, and that's really why we launched Smart Insights to provide a more dynamic way of education. And we're actually a freemium site where we have basic members, about 60,000 basic members, where they can download reports to learn more about digital, how to apply it in their organisation. And I've just highlighted here one of those free reports. Yesterday I was doing the keynote at Technology for Marketing and Advertising, the big technology conference, and we've actually been looking at this issue of how you manage digital marketing internally, how you need to restructure your teams, processes, evaluation, and so on. So that might be something that you'd like to download as well. That's what I'm doing. We've only got 15 minutes or so, so I'll move through at a fair pace. So before going on to those success factors, I thought I'd start by looking at where digital often goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Do you recognise this? Marketers are very tactical. I'm seeing some nods here. And often your colleagues will be prompting you to work on these areas. Last year it was, do you remember, there was Twitter. They introduced these five-second videos, Vine and then Instagram. And there's so much excitement about it in the marketing press, and yet there's real fundamentals that are wrong with the marketing in many organisations, I think. So that's one challenge. This is another challenge. I've just been at this huge festival of technology. I don't know if you've seen this rather scary technology roadmap. And often we're technology-led rather than being customer and business-led. And this is really the wrong way to approach things. Great opportunities from using some of the tools, but certainly a challenge that needs to be overcome. Now, the way we see things at Smart Insights, we focus helping managers to develop strategies and plans rather than on the tactics. And what we find is that very often people don't have either a digital plan or a marketing plan. And you know, I don't need to tell you as business school people what we should be doing. Some pretty obvious signs of where it goes wrong. But I do have a question for you, and if you can be honest about this one, please. If I went back to your office in the business school, could you point me at a printed digital or a document digital marketing plan, so you're looking specifically at your digital transformation? You may have produced it some time ago, you may not have it. So a show of hands, how many of you have a specific digital plan to look at there? So about a quarter or a third? I asked this question at Technology for Marketing, and it's pretty similar actually. It's usually around a third when we ask. We did a survey amongst our audience, and it was actually a bit higher because I guess people who are into planning buy into us. But you can see there's many people who don't have a plan. The way I see it, you do need a separate document initially to define the transformation, and then eventually that should be integrated into businesses as usual, because we don't want too many plans. So that's where I think many businesses go wrong in the first place, that they're too tactical and probably too short-term in their thinking as well. In the research, we were looking at long-term planning for digital, because I really believe you need a roadmap. It's not a quick problem you can fix in 3 or 6 months with technology, with introducing CRM, marketing automation. It's a real long-term process, and yet many people have this short-term campaign mindset. So you see this in the very biggest organisations. In the first edition of the book, I actually used EasyJet as a case study, and they're really one of the leaders in digital, I think. And they had a visionary CEO, you may remember Hajianu, and he said, by the year 2000, we're going to get 50% of our ticket sales online. Do you remember that? And he put the resources in place to do that and the teams. And they're using that to grow their business. If you contrast that with Ryanair, I think they just got digital last year, so only 15 years too late. So Michael O'Leary announced that they're going to have a Twitter page. That's the Ryanair strategy. But they are going to invest $10 million in the customer experience as well, to be fair. So it's really about having this planned approach across the customer touch points like EasyJet have here, and making sure it's aligned with digital strategy. So I was saying that often we're not sufficiently customer-centred in traditional marketing, and it's the same online, I think. This is a chart actually from the Leslie Chatterney's group in Warwick from 2001. It's that old, and yet so many people don't treat digital as a branding medium, how it can build the brand. It's much more tactical, I think, the way it's considered, and often we're not looking at the emotional aspects as we should. So the way that I see we should make our digital experiences more customer focused is to develop use personas. We talk about these a lot on Smart Insights. So thumbnail sketches of the audience. When Technology for Marketing were planning their event, they will have different personas, say marketing managers, e-commerce managers, and make sure that the speakers and the events fit that. And then developing what we call in the books an online value proposition. So this is saying that we need to use digital channels to offer something additional to what our audience can get through other channels. I'll show some examples of that at the moment. And then at the core, really, at the heart of the digital marketing is content marketing, because this is a way for us to really boost our brand and to integrate a lot of the channels, because content marketing will fuel all of those tactics, whether it's SEO, social media, email marketing, the landing pages to get people to sign up for your recruitment events. Content is still king. And of course, we've been saying this since 97, when I was first involved in digital marketing. But content marketing now is a specific discipline where we're getting people in organisations who are specifically responsible for that, and their roles bridge SEO, social, and the experience as well. So then we need to communicate our proposition and integrate across the channels. So the OVP, it's about adding value in different ways. So in the student context, it's helping them select the course using I haven't followed them recently, but I like the Heist Awards, and there's many great examples. I think it was Leicester won quite a few awards last year. That they're really using social media to do all these things to prove the value they can offer. More recently, there's a US commentator, Jay Baer, utility, he calls this this process, and he gives examples of how US brands are doing this. So I like to give practical tools as well, and just one practical tool in this talk really to take away if you're evaluating your use of content to drive awareness and recruitment through social media, for example, I'd really recommend using this as a workshopping tool so you can review your current use of content in these four sectors. What I often find when I run this in workshops is it's very often the educational content rather than the more inspirational, entertaining content at the top there. And you can benchmark this against competitors, see what they're doing, and then review. So that's... you probably won't be able to see that at the back. If you Google Content Marketing Matrix, it will be on there. And I did put the deck on SlideShare as well, so slideshare.net, /Dave Chaffee, so you could have a look there. We've also got, some of you will be involved with business-to-business marketing on professional courses. Some great examples of the power of the power of content marketing. So HubSpot. Does anyone know HubSpot? Okay, just one or two of you. If you don't, I'd say sign up with them because they're the world leaders in B2B content marketing, and you can see how that's grown their business. They created this content marketing machine where they're constantly publishing new engaging content and driving their awareness that way. They don't invest in paid, they have no paid media at all. It's all this earned media. So content marketing is good, but if we're being honest and dirty, that's the big challenge. Everyone is trying to buy into this, but they're not really investing in the level of quality content that you need. So things like the infographics there that I was looking at, which really stand out. So we might spend thousands of pounds on infographics and videos to help us rise above all the other Me Too blog posts that you get in our sector. A bit more on customer experience management. Really, it's a different perspective on reviewing with the website beyond the content. So through tools like personalization, testing, EasyJet are using all of these, that's what will really give you an edge because your customers will convert at a higher level and they'll come back. So a quick question there. I'm not expecting to see any hands on this one, actually. Does anyone have a defined person responsible for managing the customer experience on online? Okay, we've got a couple there. That's good. That's similar to what we saw at CIM, and I think it's the TFM&A conference. The follow-on question for that is how do you measure the quality of your customer experience and the satisfaction? I think Anne's talking about evaluation later, which is equally important there. Another technique you can use to review the experience, it's a multi-channel experience. I picked out a retailer here, BCG we're discussing, but you can do this sort of touch point mapping for audience in your area as well. I'm probably pinching time now, so I'll just close up. So EasyJet and ASOS, as I said, are using a lot of these techniques, and the other way customer experience management businesses look at it, they look at CRO. Do you know this TLA? It's conversion rate optimization. So they'll have teams of people that are boosting performance. So you can see here that EasyJet, this is ASOS, isn't it? They're looking at their conversion in different countries. So they've really boosted that over the years through focusing on it. But they're converting at a lot lower levels that they're in internationally. You may have seen there was a new brand launched on the stock market yesterday, AO.com. So a massive consumer brand for fridges and electronics and that sort of thing. And talking to their customer experience manager, he actually has a separate team of several people for desktop, mobile and tablet platforms because he sees them as so different. They need to have that to compete. So how ASOS do that in practice is that this is their Australian site. They're actually it's the good core brand messages for particular audiences, and the details matter. So they've got a scent trail in their proposition here. You can see appealing specifically to students as one of their core personas. So I mentioned the visibility that with someone like HubSpot, it's really this owned and earned media. They've got a very active blog. They do outreach to work with partners rather than paid media. But there are opportunities for paid media as well. We use LinkedIn, for example, to target at a very granular level. We do target digital marketing managers over the age of 35 in New Zealand, for example, where there's lower awareness. So we're applying a lot of these techniques, and although we've only launched a couple of years as a paid service, we've just passed a milestone of 500,000 page views a month. So these techniques work pretty well. And for us, getting search engine optimization right is a key technique. You can always do a better job than that by focusing on it. Then social media is not far behind in amplification, but in terms of visits, it's a long way behind. Then traditional events, email marketing, we do some paid advertising as well, but that's broadly what works for us. And then on the evaluation side, we look very closely at what works. We actually invest in a tool called Kissmetrics, which allows us to really work out what's driving value and sales. So the fifth and final of the success factors is looking at automation, because the technology should make our lives easier to deliver more relevant personalised messages. But often it doesn't, because we're still in this campaign mindset and we're doing things manually. This is actually Horford's, and they reviewed a couple of years ago across the customer lifecycle the use of email, personalised email, very limited. They then developed a much better lifecycle. From my experience, I did some work with British Council on with international marketing quite a while ago. I actually think in this sector you're pretty good at this, as far as I'm aware. But there are always ways of improving these automated messages. Personalised messages on site. I noticed at Technology for Marketing a lot of personalised technology messaging products. So that's the fifth area. Final takeaway really is to think overall about your digital capabilities and then to drill down what those capabilities are in different areas. So we asked in the research again, and there are a good proportion now, over a third of businesses there, who are quite advanced. They are continually optimising and improving, and those are probably going to be the leading your leading competitors in your sector. So what I would suggest you do to communicate to colleagues the importance of getting all this right is to evaluate, to benchmark where you are now. If you're at stage two or three, you need to say that, and this is where we need to invest to grow. And then you can do testing tools as well. I just put this in as a personal, just to be self-deprecating. When we launched Smart Insights, I showed the site to an American conversion guru, someone called Brian Eisenberg, and he said, "It's great, Dave, but people buy people, and you've got to get a nice big smiling picture of yourself on there." So I did exactly as he suggested. And then we tested that against a boring YouTube clip of explaining the proposition that way. And I really bombed compared to the YouTube clip. So you won't now see me on this page. It's the explainer. But why I wanted to show this, it's those small differences that can make quite a big difference to the way you explain your brand and how you engage your audience. We use something called Google Conversion Experiments to do these sort of tests, and it's a free tool. So those are the five areas. I hope they're helpful. I'm just here actually for the morning session, because I've been at the Technology for Marketing all week, but I'm around in coffee and lunch, very, very happy to chat. Particularly, I noticed there was someone from Derby. That would be good to chat to you, but otherwise, happy to connect in LinkedIn as well. Thank you. Hope that's helpful.